Welcome to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author Dr. John Kimball. The Minister's Friend is a podcast helping pastors and other church workers navigate the challenges of leading the flock. John has been a church planter, a local church pastor, a seminary professor, and a denominational leader. He coaches and mentors pastors and missionaries around the world. Drawing on over 30 years of experience in local, regional, and national ministry, John and some of his colleagues provide practical guidance on the topics you request. We are so glad you've joined us. And now, here's our host, Pastor John.
Thanks, Anna. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Minister's Friend podcast. We've been talking about some really practical ways that local churches can provide care and support for their missionary families out on the field, whether those families were sent out from your church or you've adopted them to help in their care and support with other partner congregations. But when missionaries are serving in secure or dangerous areas, especially those regions of the world where evangelism or even Christianity itself is illegal, missionary care is really tricky. And that's the topic of this week's episode of The Minister's Friend, as I continue my conversation with John and Tammy Rissmiller of Pastor to Missionaries. In this fourth segment of our interview, the Rissmillers talk about the strict protocols by which we must abide to ensure missionary safety. You know, it occurs to me, we're talking about missionaries in general. I did say I want to start general and go more specific, but there's a more specific consideration here that I think a lot of churches, they don't really know what to do with. And that's missionaries that have to serve in what we might call a secure location, that are serving under the radar, that are serving in dangerous places where even their lives and the lives of their family could be in jeopardy if it was found out what they were doing. How do you do missionary care? First of all, I guess the question is, how do you do missionary care in a circumstance like that? But then how does the church take care of and really care of for missionaries in those circumstances well?
So again, this is missionary to missionary, how they want you to handle it. Mm-hmm. We've had missionaries in very secure places that don't want any contact at all. They don't want you to email them. They don't want you to be friends with them on Facebook. They are very strict in the amount of interaction.
Yes.
Then we have some others that are in similar countries that are a little more lenient in their way of interaction. But there are some secure online platforms for email that are secure, that you can get, like Proton emails, one of those that we use with some of our missionaries. And we actually had a missionary say, hey, if you want to contact us via email, that's fine. You can do that, but you got to get a secure email. And so we did. It's free.
That needs to be approved by the missionary before you try that, though.
Yeah. We say definitely follow the missionary's guide on this. And so when you send a missionary to one of those situations, sometimes it's going to take them a little while to figure out the security in their area. And so they may become a little more lenient as they spend more time there or not. We recommend to churches that there only be one person who contacts those missionaries in those not secure areas.
Yep.
And that person generally is the only person, and that also contacts the mission agency on behalf of that missionary if they serve under a mission agency. And so that obviously they can't have lots of people contacting and so on and so forth. Our mission agency also, we don't have 10 or 15 missionary care specialists going into those countries. We have one. Mm-hmm. So that they can go in as a friend or a regular tourist or that kind of thing. We limit the amount of visitation because that just attracts attention also. And so, but it's definitely missionary guided. The missionary has to tell us when and how. And very often, a lot of agencies say, you know, in those difficult countries, that they require you leave a little more frequently. Well, then we can visit them or we can contact them when they leave the country. Mm-hmm. So they can go to a country nearby that might be safer, and then we can have contact with them. And so we look for those opportunities rather than when they're in country, unless we get a phone call specific, you know, I'm in trouble, hey, or something like that. But yeah, we recommend, you know, in the church scenario, that one member of the church, whether it's a mission pastor or somebody on the mission committee, that only that one person has contact. You know, some of our more secure missionaries, they run everything through, you know, a valued family member, a valued right. church member.
Right.
And it gets disseminated from that point. But again, there's no responding to it. We just receive stuff from them, not responding.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a missionary family that we support with our church here that's in a very, very secure ministry. And our total contact is through their parents. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
So you know, as we were doing our show prep, we really didn't talk about this, but I want to ask this because it's stirring, especially in areas that are very secure where there literally is danger, you know, for doing the gospel ministry. How does a church pray for or do spiritual warfare on behalf of missionaries that are really in tough, tough places? Because let's face it, there are some places that it's easier to be a missionary, and there are some places it's next to impossible to be a missionary.
Yeah, so, you know, that prayer element goes very deep, and it's... We've got to pray for God's protection for them. That's just obvious, you know, and pray for them regularly. It's just it's a very difficult.
I have to say, when we do church, when we go into a church and we do a weekend seminar or whatever with a church, this is the element that is absolutely first, top priority, whatever. You can't do anything else well if you're not doing prayer well.
Amen.
If you're not on your knees for your missionary or for your brother and sister in your church or for your pastors, nothing is going to be well, at least not long term.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the thought that we leave them spiritually uncovered is distraught. You know, just brings... It brings tears to my eyes. You know, we are told that we fight an enemy and we pretend that the enemy doesn't exist.
I know.
Why? I don't get this, that, you know, he seeks to devour. I mean, we're not told that he might. That's what he wants.
That's
to
what
do.
He does.
We're not told to put on the armor of God. You know, if we feel like it, we're told to do it because, you know, the day of evil, you know, when it comes, it's not if it's going to come, it's when it comes, you know, it's mm-hmm. assured. And so, I think that the American church needs to wake up, and fall to their knees. And so, you know, in our, we get passionate about this, mm-hmm. you know, as far as mm-hmm. like you send these people uncovered.
Yeah.
You send them out there to be eaten, and then you're shocked when they come back distraught and destroyed
yeah.
and ravaged.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be surprised at this. You sent them out to be devoured. And so, you know, we need to be on our knees. And John and I are of the belief the Holy Spirit will direct you. You know, if you're having that time of prayer and you're seeking God's word and you're doing your spiritual disciplines, God will direct.
Amen.
You know, the Holy Spirit will tell you, hey, you know, today is going to be a really bad day for your missionary. You don't need to hear from your missionary. The Holy Spirit can tell you.
Exactly.
I mean, we serve an omnipresent, omnipotent God. And I think we live in a way that we don't believe that. And so, as far as spiritual, it has to be intentional. You have to be intentionally
yes.
praying, corporately, individually, as a missions committee, or however your church is set up. You have to do it, in front of the corporate, audience. You know, somehow you have to be putting those missionaries in front of your church people so that they know them, so that they're connected. They have to, be remembered on specific prayer days. They have to be remembered on days like this where we struggle with you know, strange and odd ways of doing things now. Yeah, I'm sorry. I get passionate.
I fully understand, because I this is something that is a passion of mine. The American church does not pray like it used to. It just doesn't. And
right.
it's a missing discipline. And, you know, praise God, every church seems to have some prayer warriors in it. But I'm telling you, they're aging. The lower
yes.
generations have not learned that discipline, and it scares me. It's like sending, like you say, sending people out without armor into the battlefield, sending people out without the right equipment and the right covering. And the two things that I'll say about this, I mean, this is also a passion of mine, Tammy, so I'm amening everything that you're saying. But two things that I'll say here is, number one, if you do this, I have found particularly intercessory prayer aligns your heart to the heart of God like nothing else that you can do.
Amen.
You will understand God's heart, and you'll understand the passion of your missionaries and those who serve, your pastor, church planters, anybody like that. The more you intercede for people, God will align your heart. That's the first piece. The second piece, what you say about the Holy Spirit telling people what to pray is dead on. I have a friend who, this story gives me chills every time I talk about it, but he was awoken in the middle of the night to pray for a missionary family their church supported. And it was just, it was this, he said it was a burden. He says, I hate to use that word because it's overused, but it really was a burden. And he stayed up for many hours in the middle of the night praying for this missionary family. The news the next morning, that country had had a colossal earthquake. He didn't know that while he was praying, but the Spirit did.
Yeah.
And his missionary family was fine, and they were protected. And he says, you know, I think that there were several people that were awakened and were praying for this family because the Holy Spirit had their hearts already. See, they were already in a prayer relationship, and so therefore the Spirit could speak to them. People who say, well, the Holy Spirit never speaks to me that way, those are probably people who don't pray on a regular basis, you know?
That's right.
And
I'd also like to say that I think our missionaries are more effective.
Yes.
Their effectiveness is directly related to our praying.
Because you can pray obstacles down.
Yes.
Yep.
And I want to point out that, you know, we can do this in the church with every age group.
Yes.
It doesn't need to be just, you know, the older people who are, you know, at home and have the time to pray. You know, we can do the preschoolers praying for preschool missionary kids.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
There's no reason that it should only be a specific time or a specific age group in our church doing it.
When missionaries are serving in secure regions, missionary care tends to be missionary to missionary. Support, care packages, and all communication must, and I repeat, must, be according to the clearance and instructions of those missionaries so that we at home don't unwittingly place them in harm's way. Most of what we learn about their ministry on the field will come from authorized family members or their agencies. If a church is going to undertake the care and support of such missionaries, then it's best to have one key person in the church who understands the rules to be that liaison. The most critical component of care for missionaries, and especially those that serve in danger zones, is intercessory prayer. Spiritual warfare is very real, and we do well to learn about it. To that end, later this year, we're going to have a special podcast series on that very topic. But in the meantime, pray. Pray for protection, and pray regularly. Don't leave your missionaries spiritually uncovered. Pray for their spiritual, emotional, and physical health. Pray for their safety. Pray against temptation, which is often worse on the field precisely because of spiritual warfare. Pray for God's anointing. Pray for favor. Pray for open doors through which they can share the gospel. Pray for their audience, that the Holy Spirit will till the soil of their hearts for Christ. Pray for the missionary's humility, because the greatest challenge in most ministry is pride. Pray down strongholds and obstacles on their behalf. As Tammy notes, you can't do anything else well if you're not doing prayer well. Wow, that's a true warning for all of us. Next week, we'll talk about how to care and pray for missionaries that are in crisis. That's coming up on The Minister's Friend. We're very grateful that you're in our audience. The Minister's Friend podcast exists to help pastors and other church leaders like you lead your congregations well. To that end, we've added a very special 12-episode podcast package to the Minister's Friend roster, Your Church and the Law. In it, we address the most significant legal issues facing local churches today with pastor and attorney David Bedanza. It's available right now on all major podcast platforms, including both Apple and Android. Subscribe to the Minister's Friend, and you'll have access to the whole package. I'm so glad you were with us for today's episode. I hope it's helpful to you. Thank you for joining us here on the Minister's Friend podcast. Let's do this again real soon.
You've been listening to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author John Kimball. Be sure to check out today's show notes for additional tools, resources, and information. If today's episode has been helpful to you, let us know. You can shoot us an email at podcast@johnrkimball.com. That's podcast@johnrkimball.com. You can also leave a note on our Facebook page. These are also the best ways to suggest topics for future shows. We want to hear from you. And please tell your friends about us. Until next time, may God bless you and your ministry with great fruit for His kingdom. Bye!